Love this podcast? Support this show through the Acast Supporter feature. It's up to you how much you give and there's no regular commitment. Just hit the link in the show description to support now.
One size fits all seems like a good idea for clothes until you try them on. Same goes for healthcare. That's why United Healthcare offers flexible, budget-friendly coverage for medical, vision, dental, and more. Learn more at uh1.com.
Everyone knows therapy is great for solving problems, but getting therapy has its own problems too, like finding the right therapist, fitting into their schedule, and of course, the cost. Well, BetterHelp can solve those problems. It's totally online and built around your schedule. It's surprisingly affordable too. Connect with a credentialed therapist by phone, video, or online chat, all from the comfort of your home. Visit BetterHelp.com to learn more and save 10% on your first month. That's BetterHelp, H-E-L-P.
This podcast episode is sponsored by Empower Online Coaching.
Okay, guys, so I'm sure lots of you already know, but I have worked with Emma, who was my coach when I was going through my weight gain journey. Emma, honestly, when I say it's a game changer, I am not even kidding. Just to have that accountability, support, and educational guidance, it was honestly such a win. I loved it.
Aw, thanks, Mills. No, I'm genuinely so proud of you. Honestly, coaching women through their health and fitness journeys is genuinely one of my biggest passions, which is why I set up Empower Online Coaching in the first place. I was just fed up with seeing these cookie cutter plans and one size fits all approaches in the coaching industry. So I really wanted to reinvent the space and create the ultimate personalized health and fitness experience.
So Empower Online Coaching is a safe and supportive place for women to get their guidance that they need to reach their health and fitness goals. Whether your goal is to lose body fat, improve your relationship with food, gain weight, or build a bum, Emma and her team are your go-to gals.
We're basically your in-pocket cheerleader hype girls who will also educate and support you to your end goal. Everything will be housed on the Empower app, where you'll get bespoke training programs, nutrition plans, food inspo, educational ebooks, and so much more.
You can log your progress every week through the check-in feature, where you'll receive weekly changes, updates, and personalized feedback.
And you can communicate with myself and my incredible team through the in-app WhatsApp style chat, day or night. But just remember, we aren't robots and do actually need to sleep.
And we have an exclusive discount code for the Real Girls Radio listeners.
We've never actually done a discount code before.
You know what?
Nope. So this is very exclusive. But if you inquire about online coaching and quote Real Girls Radio, you will receive a huge 20% off your coaching subscription.
So go to empoweronlinecoaching.com, fill out your deets and quote Real Girls Radio for 20% off. I said Real Girls Radio.
I can't guarantee that your bum's going to look as good as me, but I will give it a good shot.
Love that.
Hello and welcome to Real Girls Radio.
I'm Millie.
And I'm Emma, and we are both very normal real girls just like you, here to talk about all things health, fitness and navigating your way through this crazy life.
We're your new besties. We want you to feel part of our weekly chats and we're excited to invite you in to our exclusive girl gang. Grab some snacks and chillax whilst we chat.
Woo!
Yeah. Okay, I think we got it.
Hello, everyone.
Hello. Happy New Year.
Happy New Year.
Welcome back to the podcast.
Guys, just want to preface this preface?
Is preface. That
preface.
Just want to preface.
Preface this podcast episode. I'm ill, if you can't tell. So I may not be as chatty as I usually am, but I'll try my best.
She's got a peppermint tea.
I've got a peppermint tea, but it's scorching hot. I need that in my mouth.
And I'm also suffering from a severe case of anxiety because...
2 days later. No, 3 days later now.
3 days later. Really?
It's the 3rd of Jan.
It hit me hard yesterday. I never drank and I did for New Year's Eve and I had the worst hangover. And
how long were you drinking for? Was it all night?
Yeah.
God, I didn't get that's so
this
unlike
is so
you.
Unlike me, but I didn't get home till like 5.
No.
Yeah, and
so
I
you went to a club.
Yeah, I went to a club. What? I went to the club that I used to go out to when I was like 17.
Oh my god, I haven't been to a club in years. Well, actually, no, that's a lie. I probably went last year, but I'm just not a fan of clubs.
No, I'm not. We didn't plan to go to a club. What happened was we went to some bars and then we went to this other bar and the music was so bad
that
we were like, right, let's just go to the like OG club.
And you know that you get music. Some good music, yeah, yeah, and you could just dance. That was one thing, actually. I wish I danced.
How was your New Year's?
I didn't dance in my New Year's.
You looked great.
Do you think? Yeah. Aw, thanks. Yeah, I went as Matrix because it was like, you dress as the first, you dress as a character that begins with your first, the first letter of your name.
Oh, interesting.
So I was like, I could go as Amelia, like A, or I could go as something with an M. I went for an M.
You had like multiple choices.
I had so many choices. So as Matrix, and it was good. Like, some people were dressed up so well. There was a guy who came as Dorothy. And he had the full-on outfit. He had the wig, the glittery red shoes.
Aww.
He was, like, in the dress. Yeah, it was really good. And then there's another guy here in, like, a dinosaur outfit. Like, full-on inflatable dinosaur outfit.
Oh, my God.
But apparently he actually wasn't invited, so he came in that outfit to be in disguise. Because you can't see their face in this massive inflatable thing.
So scary.
So Saffron was like, well, who the fuck is him? And then halfway through the night, she was like, oh, my God, he wasn't even invited. And then she kicked him out.
Well, yeah.
Yeah.
I should hope so.
So... didn't see him for the rest of the night.
Right.
Oh my god, then I had a New Year's Eve kiss. But it was
what?
Awful.
With who?
Wait, I don't think he'll listen to this. Maybe. Oh.
He might now, you've kissed him.
Oh no, have I just outed myself here? I'm so bad at rejecting people because I don't...
Oh, so you didn't want to have this
no,
kiss?
No, I can't deal with rejection well. So I don't like rejecting other people because I just feel like I know how they feel.
Mm.
And which we'll obviously dive into all of that in this episode. So he was just like, will you be my New Year's Eve kiss? And I was like,
okay.
and then after the kiss, I darted. I ran away from him for the rest of the night. Could not look him in the eye.
Mm.
It wasn't good. He hasn't texted me though, which is fine. Give him my number.
How awkward. What idiot.
I need to improve on that.
But yeah, anyway, we were actually initially going to record a Healthy Girl Era podcast, which we're actually going to do in a minute. But we have decided instead to make this one all about how to recover from a breakup.
Slash how to deal with loneliness.
And how to get your power back after a breakup. Yeah. And just how to, like, you know, get your happy, thriving self back after you have gone through relationship problems and breakups.
We've spoken about this before, haven't we? But like,
I mean, we've touched on it, but I think when we spoke about it before, I hadn't yet been through my breakup.
Was that in the other studio we spoke about?
Yeah.
Oh my God.
And lots of you have shown a lot of interest in this topic, and I think it will be super helpful, even to just like hear our experiences.
Do you think that's safer?
Do I think your scalding hot peppermint tea is safe, like balancing
maybe
on the sofa? No.
Should we start with our flop and flies?
Yeah.
Okay. So I'm going to start with my flop. Oh, classic flop. Today, I got splashed by a van because it was raining.
Did they do it on purpose?
I don't know. Maybe I was, I don't know. I had my headphones in. I don't know. But full on, like, wet all down the back of me. Mm. And it has dried now. I was just like, oh, come on. It's raining. I'm ill. I really don't need this in my life.
No.
And then after that, I was really, really, really trying my hardest to, like, just be grateful for things that I am grateful for. I was like, I want to stay positive. Like, I'm grateful to have this hood over my head. I'm grateful to have my, like, headphones charged. Because you know when, like,
yeah,
they run out of battery
things,
and you're like,
yeah.
Oh. So I was just trying to think of all those things just to get me out of that negative mood. Because I'm being a bit of a moody Millie today. But
we've both had a bit of a... incident on our way here then.
Oh yeah, then your is that your flop?
Well it wasn't going to be, but I guess it can be.
Double whammy.
I was on the tube and there's been like loads of tube strikes today, and a guy came and sat down next to me, and the tube had stopped for like 5 minutes, and he got up and he was like frantically screaming like, we need to reverse back up to Clapham Junction, and like, we need to all get off at Canary Wharf. And he was like screaming at people like, we need to get off this tube now, and then like calling the operator, which he wasn't even on the phone, and he was like, there's a major emergency, we all need to leave right now. And then he was like,
so he was like shouting.
Yeah, but he was pretending as if he was the train driver.
Oh,
and he was like,
God.
I can't get signal. Like, this is a real issue.
Did some people believe it?
The brakes aren't working. So like, At first I was like, is this guy?
I really just wouldn't know what to do in that situation.
What does he work for the tube? Like,
was he young?
No, but he wasn't wearing like uniform. He was just wearing an average outfit. And then the men next to me were like, don't worry, like, I don't think he's
mentally there.
No.
It's really sad, like, as soon as you get into London, you do come across a lot of strange characters.
Yeah.
And it does make you feel unsafe.
It may, the difficult thing is, like, obviously, like, you kind of feel sorry for them because it's, like, clearly, like, a mental disorder.
Yeah.
But at the same time, it's very scary.
It's disturbing. Sometimes.
And disturbing and, like, unsettling.
And you'd hope that, like, if they're in that, you know, mental state, they would have a carer or, like, they'd be in some sort of facility that can control.
Yeah. Because if he genuinely thought he was the train driver and responsible for getting us off the train.
Did he look homeless?
No.
Interesting. Anyway, that's such a flop.
Yeah, my other flop is that
sorry.
Oh, I really hope you don't give me this illness.
I'm staying away. I'm staying away from you.
My other flop is that I am really struggling to find the time to do like personal life admin.
Oh yeah,
and it's like I a relate. Constant like stress.
I fucking relate. That is my constant struggle. I don't remember the last time I actually had time to sit down and do like life admin.
No, I feel like I'm very good with like getting my business social media stuff done and staying on top of that. But then when it comes to like my actual real life shit.
Do you think you're not finding the work-life balance?
I feel like I've got the social life balance and the fun balance, but not the like get your shit together balance. Like when does one have the time to do these little things? Because I don't.
In our sleep.
Yeah.
It's literally the only time we have.
What's your fly?
That was, my fly is I went to a party not knowing anyone. So that was the party on New Year's Eve. I went to Saffron's house and I didn't know a single person there apart from obviously Saffron and then like maybe one of her friends. But like I used to get so socially anxious. Like I think we all know this by now. So socially anxious. Like I would literally just be by myself in a corner. I would hate talking to people. Like, and if I was talking to new people, my heart would be racing. I don't really know like what the main reason is. Maybe it's just because I'm not like, I don't know. I just feel like I don't hate being awkward, but I am like probably the least awkward person when I talk to people. New Year's Eve was like fun. I didn't know anyone and I made some new friends.
On a scale of 1 to 10, how drunk were you?
Well, I can't drink on racket.
Oh my God. Oh yeah.
Yeah. So I had about 3 drinks, which is the most I've ever had. I know. But you know, like again, that's a massive win.
Yeah.
Massive fly, because like going to a party not being drunk
and not knowing anyone
either. Yeah, double whammy.
Oh,
and I wasn't feeling like my outfit and my makeup.
Oh, you looked amazing.
But see, this is funny because everyone's saying this and I was like, I really wasn't feeling it.
You looked really good. Aww. I actually had a bit of a flop on New Year's Eve because I was gonna wear, you know, those like really sparkly chainmail dresses, like the silver ones. I had that and I was about to put it on and the whole back of the dress just broke and crumbled into pieces. And I was like,
they're so unreliable. All
but
the
thank
time.
God I didn't already have it on and like went out and then it broke when I was drunk.
No, top tip, whenever you're wearing a top or a dress that is chainmail, always bring a backup with you. Because everyone that I know who's got one has said it's broken on the night out.
They're quite expensive as well.
Well, they can range. I mean, which one are you talking? Like, where did you get
I got mine from Meshki. Meshki.
Meshki, yeah, nice. Yeah. What did you wear then in the end?
A brown mini dress, just tight.
Yeah. Holding all the areas. Accentuates all the... All the fine areas for the fan men. Did you have a New Year's Eve kiss?
Yeah, I did.
Did you? You kept that one quiet.
With my friend.
Oh, girl. Jasmine.
No, Georgie.
Like a proper kiss?
Just like a little... I actually had champagne squirted into my eye and was blinded for about an hour.
Squirted? That's such a not very nice word. Squirted.
What was another word for it?
Sprayed.
Okay, sorry.
Anyway, what was your fly?
Anyway, my fly
sorry,
is...
Sorry, it's buff again.
You sure? My fly is that I launched my new website, my new branding,
fun.
My new logo.
Oh my God, I haven't seen this.
I'll show you the logo in a minute. It's basically like a butterfly with an E to like stand for empower, and the butterfly represents transformation, and it's in a circle which represents like full circle change.
Oh, that's really good.
And I just feel like we've had like a huge shift in the company to be a lot more like holistic focused and a lot more like centered around mental and physical change rather than just like the aesthetic change.
Love that.
And I love it.
I really love that. That's great.
Yeah, that's my fly.
Oh, great. Sorry, I mean, my brain is not functioning well today.
No. Have you eaten?
Yeah, of course I have eaten.
Of course she's had.
When I'm ill, I actually eat more.
Really?
I have to eat more.
See, I lose my
appetite. Body needs those bits, you know?
Right, let's get into the actual topic of today's podcast.
I mean, obviously we know that I haven't had a boyfriend for 25 years of my life.
Yeah, maybe talk about that. So the listeners know.
Really? Okay, well, yeah, guys, I've been single for my whole life. And I don't know, people get really, like, shocked by that. And, like, I never really saw it as, not a problem, but, like, as a thing. But, like, the more I tell people, the more, and, like, the more reactions I see and hear, the more I question it. I'm like, oh, shit, it's a bit
weird. It kind of like people's reactions make you feel shit about it?
Yeah, 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 definitely, oh. Definitely. And then, like, they react to it, and then they're like, oh, but, and then they'll, like, they'll say a silver lining or something. And I'm like, yeah, okay. And then it, I don't know, it just makes me think, like, is it abnormal? But this is why, like, I really want everyone to know that I have been single for my whole life, because if I knew another person who's been single their whole life, then I'd feel a bit more okay with it. But yeah, the more years that go by, the more I'm just telling myself, like, at least I haven't had heartbreak, and at least, like, I've obviously had situationships and stuff, like, I've gone through different guys and whatever, but I haven't settled with one because I haven't liked them enough, or, like, I don't know, I feel like I can read people well, and if I'm not 100%, then I'm not going to go any further with them. And I don't know if that's what everyone does, or, like,
I think that is the best thing, because exactly, you're right, then you're never going to be going through unnecessary heartbreak.
Yeah, unnecessary heartbreak.
And breakups.
But so do people, like, just push through that kind of, like, I don't know, doubt?
Yeah, I think they do. I think, right, a lot of people settle because they're more, they get more comfort in the idea of just being with someone,
right,
and settling with someone and having that security than they would to be alone. And then they'd grow into it. But I do think, like, you can, like, develop your feelings and, like, become warm to that person over time.
Yeah, sometimes I don't give men enough time.
Yeah, maybe that's,
I think that's probably why as well. And also, I'm so, like, it's all I know. Like, my own company is all I know. It's all I'm used to. So having someone then come into my life with, like, you know, using up my own company, it's got to take a lot for them to do that. For me to, like, let them in.
Yeah.
But
what's it like the longest you've been seeing a guy for?
Oh, like 2 months.
Okay.
Not long at all.
And would that have ended, like, on
It would just be terms? Me sort of, like,
being like, no, I didn't feel it.
A lot more slower replies.
Oh,
like,
yeah.
Just, yeah.
Gently
dying it off. Yeah. That's another thing. Like, this is what I was saying earlier in the episode. I can't reject people. So I'd either just go with it and then, like, run away from them, or I would just slowly just not reply to them. That is toxic.
Yeah.
I can't be doing that. Like, if when guys do that to me, oh my God, I feel awful in myself. But then I'm like, but guys could just get on with, like, they just go to the next person, don't they?
Yeah.
And also, I've seen on TikTok quite a lot of times recently that guys are only happy to be with a girlfriend when they want a girlfriend. Like, they will settle with anyone in their life when they want a girlfriend. So, like, say, like,
right, so if
in their
they're
life,
just craving having that relationship, they will go,
they'll just
whoever.
Go whoever's there,
really.
Yeah. So I guess it's never been the right time. Like, I've never been in the right place, right time.
You will find someone. You will 100%.
Like, I'm so ready. I do want someone in my life.
Always, if you're listening.
Do you want someone? Yeah, I don't know, it's just annoying, it's sad. And so, like, there's a lot of times where I do feel lonely, and I do feel like I'm not normal, and I'm not good enough, and I'm not pretty enough, and all those, like, toxic ways.
And the thing is, like, I think you can definitely contribute a lot to this podcast, because those are feelings you get when you're going through a breakup. The feeling not good enough, the feeling lonely, the feeling insecure, like, they are very real feelings when you break up with someone.
Because there are definitely guys who I have liked who have then rejected me. And that's basically, my closest thing of having
of a breakup.
Yeah. Because it's like full on reject right in your face.
Yeah. So we're basically going to go through some tips and advice and little bits of wisdom to help you if you are trying to recover from a breakup and get your power back and start, like, getting your light back and feeling good again.
Would you say you're, like, a relationship person then? Or are you like...
Yeah, I'm like the opposite.
So you love having...
not like intentionally, but... When I look back at my life, I have, like, always been in a relationship.
When was your first relationship?
When I was 13.
And, like, how did that...
Okay, so I'll give you a bit of history.
Mm-hmm.
When I was 13, I had a relationship for a year and a half.
Yeah.
He was a lot older than me.
God, 13, that's a long relationship for that.
Yeah. Then after that, my next relationship was 2 years. mm-hmm. when I was like around 15. Then I got into a 5-year relationship with my ex, and then we weren't together for like half a year, and then I met my ex. Mm-hmm. Who I was
saying. Wow, so you really have had all of them. But like, so every single relationship you've been in, you've really liked the guy. You've been ready to like.
Yeah, but I've never been broken up with.
Oh my God, interesting.
But so, the thing is, right, I never realized how painful a breakup can be until my most recent one. Mm. And I've never related when I used to hear people say like they're going through a breakup, and I'd be like, I've done right. that. It's not that bad. Like, it's whatever. Okay. I have never experienced heartbreak, feeling so low, confused, isolated, lonely, broken as I have with my most recent breakup.
Why do you think that is?
I guess because of the lot of the reasons why we broke up.
And there was a lot of emotional.
A lot of, yeah.
Manipulation.
Yeah. Can I say that? Okay, right. I'm just going to be real with you guys. I feel like I can't be completely like honest and transparent 100% on the podcast at this time anyway about the ins and outs of my relationship. And
for your own safety.
Yeah. And even like because I'm still trying to process mm-hmm. a lot of it, and I'm still coming to terms with a lot of it and working through it. And like, I am so much better now than I was back in summer when I was going through the breakup. I definitely feel like I've got a lot of my confidence back, my positivity back. I'm feeling a lot more like my old self, but like I'm definitely not 100% healed or through it or completely over it yet. Like it's still a work in progress, and it's crazy because it's like we broke up 5 months ago.
That's still quite fresh.
Yeah.
Considering what that whole relationship held.
Yeah. But I think like my point I'm trying to make is breakups can be very different and different levels of severity depending on the person and the situation of that relationship and why you broke up.
Oh, it's so context dependent.
Like my 5-year relationship, me and him broke up and we were literally like, okay, see you later.
What he was like as well?
I was helping him make his Hinge account like the week after we broke up. Like I didn't cry once. I was so fine. He was so fine. Whereas this breakup hit me.
So like polar opposites.
Polar opposite. Even though my most recent ex, we were only together for like a year and a half.
That's long.
It was just a lot more intense.
And you are at this age now where like you have to start thinking about future. And you did. And
I think another thing is like I was so wrapped up with the idea of him and what we could have had. And
I am such a culprit of this, making up an idea of someone in my head as opposed to who they actually are,
like fantasizing.
This is so me.
Not being a realist about it.
But then how do you stop fantasizing about things? Because like that's what you want, that's what you desire, that is like how you see yourself with your man. And if it's not that, it's so hard to just come to realization that it's not that.
Yeah, I think there's a very fine line between like manifestation and like positive attraction, but also being realistic.
Yeah.
And not so setting the bar too high.
There's such a fine line, actually.
Yeah.
I'm in this little
limbo.
Well, I guess limbo, I don't know. Like I'm just in this like weird phase of trying to work out that fine line, like where that fine line is, because that I'm so into manifestation at the moment.
Yeah, me too.
And like, so when it comes to like relationships, I'm trying to manifest a relationship, whatever. But I'm like, people tell you that it's going to come when you least expect it. So then actually don't expect it. But then other people say like, you have to envision it, you have to feel it, you have to do all this, blah, blah, blah. So I'm like, well, where, like, what's the in between? Like, what, how do I get this? How do I manifest a relationship?
God, that's so true.
Isn't it?
Yeah.
Because they're always like, it'll come when you least expect it. You can't force things. Like, as soon as you...
I actually, when it comes to relationships, I don't feel like you can necessarily manifest it. I think it is very much like it will come to you. You just have to put the positive vibes out there and be open to it and receptive to whatever comes your way, but like not be like on the hunt.
Yeah. And also it's like not not constantly reminding yourself of what you don't have, reminding yourself of what you do have.
Yeah.
It's like switching the language of it.
Yeah.
Because like I'm constantly reminding myself that I don't have a relationship, whereas I should be constantly reminding myself that like...
No, you just need to reframe it and say like, you have all this time for you to focus on your goals and
another
your future.
Years.
Oh, babe. We'll get your boyfriend this year.
But it is true though, like I would have not had the career I've got and everything. I wouldn't be where I am today if I had a relationship.
Exactly.
And
you wouldn't.
And all that stuff.
Yeah.
Like I wouldn't have had the time to put in, like thinking about how much time and effort I put into myself, I can't imagine halving that time and I'm having a relationship.
Because a relationship is a big investment. A huge time investment.
A full-time job.
Yeah.
And I don't know that, like, because I haven't experienced it. So I have no idea.
Yeah, it takes a lot of time and work and effort.
And compromise.
And compromise and negotiation, honestly, yeah. Right, anyway, let's get into some tips and things that I have done to help me recover from my breakup.
You go first.
At least as much as I have done so far. Okay, first one is, and also, I want to preface that a lot of these tips aren't just your basic, like, what you'd find on Google.
That's a good point.
Yeah, they're a little bit more...
out of the box.
Out of the box, personally, what I found. Okay, so I'm going to start with this one. Your mind is always going to remind you of the good times and what Millie and I were just talking about, like the idea of that perfect future. And you genuinely just need to completely stop those positive, happy memories. And I know that can sound really like negative and pessimistic to do that. But when it comes to like a relationship that you know is no longer serving you, and if it was a toxic relationship or something that you know you need to get away from, I actually think the best thing you can do is journal all the things they did wrong to you and really like write your feelings down on paper, even record voice notes to yourself. That's something I once did, about how you're feeling in the moment when you're so strong and set on leaving for whatever reason you have decided to leave for, and listen back to them and go back to your journal and write and look at like how that person made you feel and why you're leaving, and try to replace the positive memories and like looking at nice times with them, like through photos, with the hard truth and the realization that you cannot be with that person.
Yeah. My flatmate is going through a breakup after.
Oh yeah, how is she?
7 years of being with him. She's doing well. She is doing well. But she said the exact same thing. She was like, I just wish that I wrote down all the little things that made me want to break up with him, or like made me think that he's not right for me.
Yeah.
Because like all the little things that she forgets about, and then she only remembers the good things. And so obviously it makes it just so much harder. But yeah, there's so many little things that like he may have said or may have done, and she's slowly starting to remember them. But obviously when you're in the relationship, you're not going to want to do that. But maybe when you're starting to doubt the relationship, maybe just start writing little things to help confirm.
Yeah, just journal how you're feeling in the moment. Like, you know, things that they did that you don't agree with or how they made you feel. And when you're writing them in the present moment, that is a true representation of how you're feeling there and then, real time. Whereas when you're looking back at good memories, like that's always tainted with a positive spin
so
on it.
So true. And again, like a bit of fantasizing.
Yeah,
as well.
It is. Yeah.
What you could have had.
And then like another point just to add to that is that your brain, like psychologically, you are ingrained to be more comfortable with what's familiar, even if the familiarity is toxic and not very nice. Your mind will prioritize familiar pain over unfamiliar pain.
So as an example?
So like, as an example, humans would rather know exactly what this is an example. Humans would rather know exactly what their abusive partner is going to do to them,
right,
rather than the unknown of being alone and not knowing what the hell is going to happen. They're used to that like familiar abuse, so they stay in it because that's all they know.
All they know,
and they're too scared to go into the unknown. And that's like a psychological
That is so
phenomenon.
True.
Yeah.
Yeah.
So you just understanding that and knowing, like, yeah, it is scary going out into the unknown and having uncertainty, but that uncertainty is serving you because it's getting you away from
that cycle, that vicious cycle of being stuck in a little hole.
Yeah.
Cool fact, a crocodile can't stick out its tongue. Also, you can get health insurance for a month or just under a year in some states. UnitedHealthcare short-term insurance plans, underwritten by Golden Rule Insurance Company, offer flexible, budget-friendly coverage for you. Learn more at uh1.com.
Hey, it's Ryan Reynolds, and I'm here with Keith, co-star of my upcoming film, If, only in theaters May 17th. Do you want to tell people the big news? All right, I'll do it. Sign up now and you'll get unlimited for $15 a month and 6 months of Paramount Plus Essential Plan on us.
Mintmobile.com/switch.
Upfront payment of $45 equivalent to $15 per month. Unlimited over 40 gigabytes per month. Face lower speeds. Videos at 480p. Active Mint customers by 5/31/24 get 6 months of Paramount Plus Essential Plan. Auto renews after 6 months. Offer ends May 31st, 2024. Separate Paramount Plus registration required. Terms and conditions apply if rated PG.
Hey, it's Paige DeSorbo from Giggly Squad. High quality fashion without the price tag. Say hello to Quince. I'm snagging high-end essentials like cozy cashmere sweaters, sleek leather jackets, fine jewelry, and so much more, with Quince being 50 to 80% less than similar brands. And they partner with factories that prioritize safe, ethical, and responsible manufacturing. I love that. Luxury quality within reach. Go to Quince.com/style to get free shipping and 365-day returns on your next order. Quince.com/style.
I'm Sandra, and I'm just the professional your small business was looking for. But you didn't hire me, because you didn't use LinkedIn Jobs. LinkedIn has professionals you can't find anywhere else, including those who aren't actively looking for a new job, but might be open to the perfect role, like me.
In a given month, over 70% of LinkedIn users don't visit other leading job sites. So if you're not looking on LinkedIn, you'll miss out on great candidates, like Sandra. Start hiring professionals like a professional. Post your free job on linkedin.com/achieve today.
Right. I know lots of people love to listen to like breakup music and, you know, playlists all about like breaking up. I do encourage this, however.
Do you?
Don't listen to the sad, heartbroken, lovey-dovey.
Well, yeah, that's what I don't get when people do that. Like, I don't understand why you want to feel more sad.
No, people do it, though. They do. They put on these heartbroken,
feel sorry for themselves.
Because it relates to them. And the lyrics speak to them. And it helps them feel heard.
Right.
But you need to not do that. You need to put on empowering, like, inspirational, moving on upbeat kind of vibe playlist. Yeah. Like, I made one. Maybe I can share it with people.
That's actually really good. Because I've always wondered why people do that. But now I know, yeah, it's because they feel heard.
Yeah.
But yeah, it will just make you feel worse in yourself.
Yeah. And I think as well, like, a lot of people, when they're coming out of a relationship, they will feel, like I definitely did, they will feel like no one understands. Mm. They will feel so alone and, like, they can't talk to anyone because no one will truly understand what they've gone through. So hearing lyrics in a song which represents how you're feeling is like, it's wow.
It's like music to your ears.
Yeah,
literally
music to your ears. But if it's sad and bringing you down, no. You need to listen to the vibey playlists which are going to get you feeling like, and a strong, independent.
Then sometimes people want to like get out of their system, have a week of like mourning.
Yeah.
And then...
Well, I mean, there, I actually did a bit of research and there are actually 5 stages of a breakup, okay?
Oh, yeah, I saw this.
So stage one is denial, which is like keeping busy, avoiding difficult conversations, like just being a bit numb and distraction.
Just getting on with your life, like forgetting about it, basically.
Yeah.
How long is that?
Oh, I don't know.
Like a month or?
I think it depends. And
it's
also
very dependent on if you're male or female as well.
Yeah.
Whatever gender you identify as.
And also, I didn't read about this when I was doing research, but I do think the 5 stages of a breakup aren't necessarily like stages 1 to 5. I think they cross over, go back and forth. You can go round and round and round and like go through that cycle like 5 times. I don't think it's as black and white as this, but it definitely represents a lot of the feelings in a breakup. So yeah, stage 1 is denial. Stage 2 is anger, so it will start sinking and you just can't believe this heartbreak is happening to you. And you'll just have all these questions and confusion and like hatred towards your ex. Stage 3 is bargaining. So this is when, and I mean, I'm guilty of this.
This is so interesting.
When you like really question if what you're doing is the right thing.
Yeah.
And you go back and forth you try to like reach back out and you let them back in. You kind of like...
That's very common.
You like postpone the inevitable, what's going to happen, breaking up when you know you have to, and just kind of like stay in this like...
limbo phase.
Yeah.
This repeated cycle of...
Because you're scared of letting go.
Scared of letting go. Because it is like... It is grief, isn't it?
Mm.
And if they're there, you know, like you can just go back.
Yeah.
It's just as simple as it's just a quick text. That's it. Yeah. It's so easy to just
go
back.
It's like mourning a living person.
Yeah.
Who you know is still alive.
Yeah.
So that's stage three. Stage four is depression. I mean, you know.
So once you get, because this could be any sort of, the phases could be at any time. And depression could be the first one, right?
Yeah. Well, this is like... stage one, two, three, four, five. What from the research I did, it's apparently in that order. But I think you can go back and forth and kind of go around and
again. Yeah, I agree.
And then stage five is acceptance, which is what we're all aspiring for. And I think what we all need to try to reach, which you will eventually, you have to just be patient with yourself. But that is when you just come to terms with the fact like this is your new reality and you need to move on with your life.
This is the path you're gonna go down.
Yeah.
I always think this, like, this is what gets me through life and like really hard, low moments in life. It's like, this is the path that I'm meant to be on.
Yeah.
This path is going to serve me.
Yeah.
A lesson.
Everything happens for you, not to you.
Mm. I always say this to my flatmate who is currently going through a breakup. Like, she's really learning a lot about trusting the universe.
Yeah.
And it really is helping her. Like, just do what feels right for you. Like, you can't live life worrying about what other people are going to think. You have to do what you think is right.
That's such good advice.
Yeah.
I think like just doing what feels right to you, because I know a lot of people like in the question boxes were saying like, oh, I don't know if I should start dating.
Mm-hmm.
I don't know if that's the best thing I should do, or if I just need to like have time alone. Genuinely, you need to like look inwards and ask yourself inwards. What you want. Because me being completely honest, I have been so broken and distraught from my breakup that I have not even thought about dating or talking to another guy. Like, it's just not on my agenda.
Mm-hmm. And that's absolutely okay. Yeah. Like, that is what you need. Like, you need your own time to strengthen yourself and have time to yourself.
But for some people as well, like, they will find that doing that and, you know, meeting new people and going on dates will really like
pick up their confidence.
And I guess like on the topic of like rebounds and dating after a breakup, I know a lot of people after a breakup will kind of like shut down their feelings and go on that like rebound
I didn't give a fuck.
I'm going to go out and get wasted and use like alcohol as a distraction and completely disregard their feelings.
Yeah.
But genuinely, I believe you need to feel it to heal it.
Oh,
you need
absolutely.
To honor your feelings, and you need to just accept like it's okay to not be okay. Of course it's okay to not be okay after a breakup. Like, that's normal. That's human. Like, everyone goes through this, but you do need to be patient with yourself and let yourself have those feelings and have a cry if you need to. And one thing that I've really found to help me is journaling how I'm feeling and write down things I'm grateful for and things I've learned and like why it's made me stronger and
like what you can now look for on your next partner, or like what you want, what you've learned from that partner who that you can now like apply in your own life, or even like in friendships, what you're looking for in friendships as well, because
it
like,
gives you a lot more clarity for sure, and journaling will help with that. And like at the end of the day, your emotions and trauma and whatever you've been through, it is gonna come out at some point, so you need to not repress
that. You cannot repress that. You can't like make that follow through into your next relationship, whenever that is gonna be.
Someone it's so hard, that. Isn't it? Because breakups can be so complex and so different.
It's a lot to it. And also, like, there's so much that goes on in the relationship that the outsiders don't know, don't see. So it's hard for other people to understand fully.
Yeah, for sure. But another tip that I, like, this genuinely saved me in my breakup, is channeling all my energy into... my goals that I set for myself and just putting my all into the gym. Mm-hmm. Like, I cannot tell you how empowering that was for me. When I went through my breakup back in the summer after my miscarriage, I lost all my strength and I felt like a weak, timid, like insecure girl in the gym. I had such imposter syndrome and I was just, I couldn't lift half of what I used to.
Yeah.
And I'd go into the gym and cry. It was awful. It was like a bad place for me. But I made myself a new training program. I set myself new goals and I would go into the gym and just like make progress and work on myself every single week. And like I look back like September to now and I have gained so much strength and like confidence and self-esteem just from that in itself. Like purely
just
from
the energy,
the mental and the performance gains, nothing to do with how I look. It was all just like knowing like I gained strength, and I think gaining physical strength gave me mental strength and told me like I will be okay. I'm sure
like if you have anger or something, you can put that anger into your workouts.
Yeah, like channeling your energy, whatever like emotions and energy you have, put it into something. That doesn't have to be the gym. It can be artwork, it can be music,
singing.
it can be
any sort of creativity.
Something creative, I think. Yeah.
I so agree.
Even like decluttering at home. I did that a lot when I broke up with my ex. I like move things around. Yeah. I had to sort out, organized.
Freshen up. It's like a spring clean for yourself.
Yeah.
I also, what would you say about like switch up a look a bit?
Yeah.
So like dye your hair or, I don't know. Like
I think like you don't rely on that to like completely heal your breakup and your heartbreak,
but can help.
I think it can definitely boost your confidence and kind of like signal the era of transformation and a new start.
And also a new start, like detaching yourself from maybe that era that you were in and having like a new fresh,
like a new healthy girl, like new me. Even if it's like just change like your style a bit or like
your, I don't know, get a whole massage, pedicure, eyebrows, lash tint.
Just make yourself feel good. Self-care. Self-care is essential post-breakup. You need to put all the time and effort that you
love
put into the old relationship into you. Go get your nails done. Go do a facial.
Because I think it's so easy to feel sorry for yourself, let yourself, you know, go like
and then give up on your body and give up on your health.
I think it's really easy to get down that little rabbit hole, but it's not going to serve you well.
No.
It's not gonna do anything to you.
And I know it can feel like such a huge effort to like get yourself to the gym and pick yourself up and cook healthy and, you know, make effort on your appearance when like the inside of you is just feeling like shit.
Yeah.
But you just have to think about how great you're gonna feel 3, 4, 5 months from now and how much confidence you're gonna get back from just making these small little changes. I promise you it works. Okay, one thing which I know for a fact will help, and I personally, I'm going to be honest, have not been great at, block and no contact.
Oh, yeah. Oh, absolutely. Outside, out of mind.
If you really know that relationship's not serving for you, not serving you, and you can't keep holding yourself back and you have to let go and really finish that chapter to step into the best version of yourself, I think the best thing you can do is block,
really
no contact.
But why is it so hard to do that? It's one tap. Why is it so hard? It's that letting go, isn't it? It's that accepting that this is the end.
I think it can be a load of different things for like so many reasons. Like for some people, if they were married, had a house together, had like a lot involved together, like you need
an
open line of communication to sort out bits and bobs, you know? There's also like if you break up with someone and they don't want to let go and they refuse to let the breakup happen, like that can be very hard. And then also like if you aren't sure and if you're doubting it and if you're missing them
and you're like maybe there's something that you see online that may sort of bring you back or like I don't know, there's maybe something that you see and you're like, oh, maybe I should be back with them. Like it's that sort of bit of hope, isn't it, again, still?
I think you just really in your head, in your own time, need to decide if this person is ever going to have a place in your life again romantically, or if you really have to just like have the courage to say, no, that is done. I am moving on. then they have no purpose being in your life. And the best thing you can do for your own sanity is just cut them out, cut ties and move on. And I know it's so hard. And I know you might feel guilty and you might feel like you're a horrible person and you might doubt it and question yourself and think like, oh, what if? But
what if?
I think listen to your gut. Your gut will tell you what you should do.
Yeah.
And if your gut is telling you that is a bad relationship and they are not good for you, they're not serving you, block them.
Yeah, I agree. And also I think it's so, like, I know I just said that people, like the outlookers, can't really see what everything's going on in the relationship and stuff, but it's really important to take people that you love their advice.
Yeah.
Sense. It's really important because they can see some things that you can't see.
Yeah.
So, because you can just get lost and, like we said, like think of all the fantasies and everything.
And you might be in love with the idea of them. Yeah.
But it's so important to get that advice from someone who isn't emotionally attached to them.
Yeah.
And have such objective advice.
Who's seen you go through it all.
Who's seen the things that you haven't seen because you've blindsided yourself.
Yeah. And also, I'm just going to say this now. Friends with benefits with your ex is not going to work.
Oh, no. No, 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 no. We do not do that.
No.
Strong and powerful women do not do that.
Another thing that I did, which I mean, I think this trip that I went on really helped me. I went to Paris with Jasmine, my best friend, after my breakup, and getting away, going to another country, doing fun things with a friend, or it doesn't have to be a friend, like you could even do it on your own. Yeah. I think that's very empowering. Or with like a family member, like going away and just having fun, just like let your hair down. And
it just gets you in a different zone, doesn't it? Like, I don't know about you, but when I'm away, when I'm on holiday, when I'm in a different environment, it makes me look at life in a different way.
Yeah.
And then you can come back and you feel refreshed and you feel ready to take on the day or like whatever, like your dreams, aspirations, like you're ready. It's always just that, even if it's a week, a few days.
Yeah, I went to Paris for like a long weekend and it was just the most amazing. I needed it. I literally needed it. Yeah. And I think, you know, booking things to look forward to. Like, I was about to enter this new year thinking, oh, I was supposed to be getting married and whatnot, but now I'm not. So instead, I was like, nope, we're not going to be negative or down in the dumps about that. I have booked loads of trips and I am just having a year of living life, fun, travel, being with my friends, working, focusing on me.
Like we're young.
Don't need no men.
Don't need a man.
Don't need my ex.
Don't need the exes. We don't need them.
No, we don't need
them. They're an ex for a reason.
Yeah. So, yeah, I think you just need to plan a lot to look forward to independently.
Yeah.
And, like, fill your time with fun. You can recover and that you are going to be okay.
There is light at the end of the tunnel.
There's light at the end of the tunnel.
It's not forever.
But anyway, I'm genuinely not fully healed.
Yeah.
Well, I'm doing a lot better.
You are glowing, though.
Oh,
day by day.
Oh, thank you.
No, really?
I'm getting there. I just genuinely did not ever realize how like draining and emotionally exhausting and hard and heartbreaking a breakup could be. Like, so if I genuinely mean this, if any of you are going through a breakup right now and you feel alone and confused and lost, you are not alone, and my DMs are always open
and mine are, but
yeah,
I can't relate, but I'm sure I can
give some advice,
give a little hug, virtual hug.
But yeah, no, I really do hope you're okay. But you will be okay. I know you'll be okay. Mm-hmm. But you just need to take our advice, do the steps we've gone through, and
just be confident in your decision and what's happening.
Listen to your gut.
Trust yourself. Yeah.
And you will get your glow back, girl.
Absolutely. The glow will come right back.
Yeah.
Slap you in the bum as well.
We did have a few questions.
Oh, we did, didn't we?
Should we do some quick fire ones?
Okay. A few quick quicks.
Quickly, quicks. Okay, how to get out of a toxic relationship. So this is probably one of the hardest things you can do, because if you have been in a toxic relationship and you're at the point where you're so psychologically abused that you know you have to get out, that is actually when you're at your weakest and when you're so drained and just
vulnerable and
broken. That at that point, that is when you need the most strength to actually stand up and get out and break up with them. So it can be a challenge. I would recommend, if you are set on getting out of this relationship, like we said earlier, you need to block no contact, maybe even go away for a bit. If it has been a toxic relationship, stay with people, surround yourself with people who are gonna be there for you, look after you, keep you safe.
Yeah, safety is important.
I remember reading in a book like once about you should imagine the abuser, if you've been in a toxic relationship, dressed up in the most ridiculous outfit, because that ridiculous outfit actually epitomizes how they're acting, which is so stupid.
So it
kind of
takes
ridiculous.
Away like
the scariness.
Yeah, the scariness and like the control, and like the big dog thing.
And it actually like mirrors the reality of how they're behaving.
God.
And it makes you not take them as seriously, and almost
really
like humor them.
Yeah.
Like humor
their behaviors. Like because their actions are funny.
Because a lot of men who are narcissists and emotionally abusive, their behaviors are so immature. They act like children.
Yeah.
I actually call it mantrum. They have mantrums.
Well, a mantrum is like, what's your mantrum?
Oh, well, I termed that. So it means that as well.
Okay.
So yeah, try and do that. Another way. I mean, if it is really abusive and toxic,
get the police
you probably
involved.
Need to get the police involved, or at least like make sure they have a record of what's been going
and,
on.
And you know, people get scared of getting the police involved because they're worried of what the abuser is going to do. But if you've got police involved, the police are there to control that next step of what the abuser may potentially be doing. Will want to do.
Yeah.
So the police are the best, most safest option, if that is your worry. Oh, there was one person who said that, so she's just broken up with someone. It's been 18 months. She still cries when I think about him. Did I make the right decision? He wants to see me. Is it a good idea? Haven't seen him since the breakup. So she wants to meet up with her ex, who she broke up with 18 months ago, so over a year ago. Over a year ago.
Yeah.
And she still thinks about him, and they want to meet up.
I mean, I think the most wise thing you can do is ask what his intentions are, so you can go into that with a bit more clarity. Because if he's meeting up literally just to see if you're all right as a friend, but you're still missing him and feeling like you want to maybe go back there and see where it goes, but he's not aligned, you could just be setting yourself up to get more hurt.
Yeah, absolutely.
So I think just have a conversation and understand like where he's coming
where
from and what his intentions are.
Yeah.
Because I remember when my ex,
double exes.
My double ex. When me and him broke up after our 5-year relationship, we met up like a few months later just for like a coffee.
Uh-huh.
For like a catch up, because like we obviously care about each other.
You were in each other's lives for 5 years.
For 5 years, yeah.
And there was nothing there.
There was nothing
and
there.
And that's when you've got confirmation, like, okay, yeah.
And he's actually recently had a baby and he's very happy.
Christ.
And like I have no, like I'm happy for him. I genuinely am. Like I'm very happy for him.
Yeah.
And I'm also very sure that we were not right for each other.
I guess, yeah. So for this girl's answer, I'd say like, obviously it depends on why you broke up. If it was more of an amicable mutual thing, or if it was like a one-sided thing, it depends on who broke up with who. Because if it was he that broke up with her and he's now wanting to see her,
yeah,
I always think that guys process it way later.
Yeah.
And so he's probably now going through the breakup like fucking 18 months later, thinking, what has he done, blah, blah, blah. But if you're in this position now where you've sort of, you're finding like your feet, you're, you know, you're getting yourself out there in the scene, on, you know, dating other guys or whatever, you're kind of seeing yourself move on, then maybe it's better just not go back there.
Yeah,
I agree. Back in the past.
Okay, entering the dating scene post-breakup and comparing anyone new to your ex.
I can relate to this.
Yeah, I mean, first of all, comparing is just stupid.
It is stupid, but it's so hard not to. It's like an auto thing, isn't it?
Yeah, because everyone has different strengths, different weaknesses, different things they can bring to the table, and a lot of things they can, like, you know,
not bring
to the table.
Again, it's like, are you just comparing your ex to these people by only using, like, the good things about your ex, or is it good and bad things? Because for me, I'm always thinking about the good things of my past.
I think when you compare, you're comparing the new person to all of the good qualities things, of your ex, but completely disregarding, ignoring everything they did bad.
Yeah.
Just don't compare. But getting back on the dating scene, I mean, I can't really give much advice because I'm not on the dating scene, but I would assume dating apps.
Yeah, dating apps, like going out with friends who maybe are single as well, who can, like, help encourage you to talk to new guys. You know, like, I think I've been out with friends who would just go over and talk to a guy, and then he'd have mates, and they'd come over and chat, and then that's it, as easy as that. And then you start talking, and it's fine and natural and cool.
Yeah.
And, like, there's no pressure there. And that could always, like, you know, invite new opportunities with guys or whatever. Yeah, going, like, getting yourself out there, like, not staying inside all the time and just hoping that someone's going to just suddenly appear in your life. Like, I do think you need to get out there, go out to bars, go out wherever you socialise.
Yeah.
The gym, book club, I don't know.
Just put yourself out there.
I'm not going to go and find my boyfriend in a club. Like, I don't really see myself dating a guy who loves clubbing.
Yeah.
You know?
Yeah.
So I'm not really going to expect to find a guy in a club. But maybe in a bar, because they're maybe a bit more like, you know, a drink. A beer, a bev with the lads, I don't know.
There's a lot about, like, rejection, but also, like, feeling like you're incapable on your own, which I can relate to. When you're in a relationship, you can put a lot of your dependence into that other person, and, like, I definitely had that. Like, I went from being a very, like, strong, independent, confident person in isolation, and then when I was in my relationship, I had, like, I do feel like I lost a lot of my independence, a lot of my confidence, to the point where after my breakup, even just getting in my car and driving somewhere on my own scared the living daylights out of me. I was so...
You relied so much on...
Yeah, I was so reliant on little things, and I hated being alone. But you have to just be so patient with yourself, and it can be so scary, but you need to put yourself out there into situations when you're on your own and you have to do things for yourself, even if they're scary and overwhelming. But once you do one of these things, you will realize, like, you have the power to do it alone, and you can do it, and you do not need them. Like, you are a strong, capable person.
Well, you've got to remember, like, you were absolutely capable before getting with them, so you can get back to that as well. It's not like you were, like, you've had them since you were born, in your life. Like, you have been absolutely capable of getting through life by yourself. Like, you've been happy before this relationship. You were fine.
And even, like, I know we mentioned earlier, like, going on a solo trip, my mum did that when she came out of a breakup, when she felt really, like, dependent and alone.
Yeah.
And she said going on a solo trip and vibing by herself gave her all of that confidence and, like, assurance in herself that she will be okay on her own.
So true.
So yeah, you just have to make that first step of actually going out there and doing it.
First step's the hardest step.
Yeah.
But once you make that first step, then you're fine.
Yeah.
Everything will come naturally after that.
But yeah, sending love to all
sending love
who are going through a breakup or struggling with sending this love. Because it is hard and not many people talk about it.
Yeah.
Right, do you have a quote?
I do have a quote. Yeah. I have two quotes, so which one should I choose?
Oh, do you?
Yeah, I'm just going to say them both because they're quite short.
Okay.
Your future needs you, your past doesn't. Your future needs you, your past doesn't.
The past is gone.
The past is
doesn't
gone.
Doesn't need you anymore. Doesn't need so your doesn't attention. Doesn't need your thoughts or attention. Need that. Put it all into the future.
Yeah. And the second one, don't allow someone to treat you poorly just because you love them. Yeah. You know?
Yeah.
It is as simple as that.
Yeah.
Just because you love them doesn't mean they're allowed to treat you like shit.
Yeah. And do they really love you are treating you like
and
shit?
And do you really love them if they're treating you like shit? Oh, all these questions.
Okay, I actually have two as well.
Okay.
A lot of your questions were about, like, toxic, abusive relationships. So I kind of, like, changed my quotes when I was reading through them to make them more relevant.
Yeah.
Okay, you wouldn't drink poison just because you're thirsty. So don't let getting lonely make you reconnect with toxic people.
Love that.
So when you feel that urge to reach back out and reconnect with a toxic person,
you're thirsty.
Just think, if I was thirsty, would I drink poison?
Yeah.
No.
So true.
So don't do it. I love that.
That's pretty good.
And my other quote is, never forget that walking away from something unhealthy is brave, even if you stumble a little on the way out the door.
Yeah, that's really good.
It's brave. And you're strong. You are stronger than you think. I promise you, you are stronger than you think. I was stronger than I thought.
Yeah. And you don't know how strong you are until you go through it.
Yeah. And it makes you a stronger, more resilient, capable, strong, boss-ass bitch woman.
Boss-ass fucking bitch.
Yeah.
Here's to 2023.
Here's to 2023.
Yes.
All the single ladies.
Beat it.
And the ladies in relationships who love you too.
And the men, single men, maybe.
We got some men listeners.
Some menners. Menners.
Menners.
Girlies and menners. Anyway. Love you.
Leave it there. And also, thank you so much to all of you who share, rate, review the podcast. It genuinely really, really does help us so much, and we appreciate you.
Love you.
Love you. Have a fab rest of
your
day.
Catch you next week.
Goodbye.
Bye. Bye.
Planning for your next trip? Elevate your travel style with Quince. Quince has all the jet-setting essentials you'll want for your next getaway, like European linen, premium luggage options, buttery soft Italian leather bags, and so much more. And it's all priced at 50 to 80% less than similar brands. Plus, Quince only works with factories that use safe and ethical manufacturing practices. Pack your bags with high-quality essentials you'll be wearing for vacations to come with Quince. Go to quince.com/trip for free shipping and 365-day returns.
Even when we're on a budget, we still deserve nice things. Quince is a place to scoop up stunning high-end goods for 50 to 80% less than similar brands. They have buttery soft cashmere sweaters starting at $50, luxurious Italian leather bags, and so much more. Plus, Quince only works with factories that use safe, ethical, and responsible manufacturing. Get the high-end goods you'll love without the high price tag with Quince. Go to quince.com/style for free shipping and 365-day returns.
Imagine the softest sheets you've ever felt. Now imagine them getting even softer over time. That's what you'll feel with Boll & Branch's organic cotton sheets. In a recent customer survey, 96% replied that Boll & Branch sheets get softer with every wash. Start getting your best night's sleep in these sheets that get softer and softer for years to come. Try their sheets with a 30-night guarantee. Plus, get 15% off your first order at bollandbranch.com. Code BUTTERY. Exclusions apply. See site for details.